Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship.
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye. Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown.
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Back on Halftime, Chuck Barrett, voice of the Razorbacks, still with us here on the McLarty-Daniel Hotline. Got him for another segment. Chuck, basketball championships decided Sunday and Monday. I don't think we've got the ratings for last night's game yet, but apparently the women's championship with South Carolina and Iowa is the highest rated basketball game since 2019. That's any basketball game. I don't know if that continues moving forward, but man, the women's game is in a place that it has never been before. The personalities that are in the game right now are a reason why. But when I think of South Carolina, yeah, I mean, they got a great team. Don't get me wrong. But I think more of the coach. I think more, you know, program than one specific player. And they were unbeatable.
Oh, South Carolina was just, I mean, they were a machine. They kind of remind me of UConn on the men's side. I mean, you can play a great game against them and still lose by 15. And South Carolina certainly was that way on the women's side. I'm going to be interested to see how all this is handled moving forward. Caitlin Clark's been the impetus for all of this. And, of course, she's going to the WNBA. Can she, number one, make the WNBA more popular than it has been? It certainly could use a boost. Can women's college basketball sustain itself beyond her? You know, the men's game is all about the coaches. And you kind of alluded to that there. On the women's side, Kim Mulkey has that personality. Dawn Staley has that larger-than-life personality. Gino Auriemma certainly does, although he's not going to be around, you know, coaching just a whole lot longer. There's not anybody else out there that is anywhere close to being a household name. And so someone's beyond those are going to have to become household names. I don't mean great coaches. I don't mean Hall of Famers. I mean household names like John Calipari. Maybe not to that extent, but to a very large extent. Can that happen? Will Caitlin Clark be as valuable to State Farm when she's playing in the WNBA as she has been as a collegiate player? I don't know the answers to all these questions. I know they've had a great year, a banner year, a year unlike anything we've seen.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been very player-driven. It's been very player-driven, almost NBA-like in that regard.
I don't know what the viewership is to any WNBA game, like what you just brought up, Phil, to see if that carries on. Would you not think – I think, you know, Caitlin Clark's more valuable to the college basketball. Would you not think there's some way to – would you not want to keep her in college basketball for another year?
Well, she wants to compete against the best players in the world, and everybody's clock is ticking. And in athletics, you can get old in a hurry. You know, you can be a young person to the outside world, but you can be old in sports. And I would imagine she wants to compete against the best in the world. And if she does, it's time to go. She's not going to get any better, I don't think, playing in college. And Matt, you understand this probably better than anyone. We do focus on the money and the value. And in Caitlin Clark's case, might be greater in college than in pros. But underneath it all, there's still a competitor. There's still someone that wants to compete against the best players out there. And the college women's game is in a position to really capitalize off all of this. But they need more stars. They need stars. They need people that are marketable.
What is you going to be checking out Augusta this week, Chuck?
Yeah, I'll pay attention.
You think you like Rory? You know, he played in the Valero this last week, and I was kind of shocked because a lot of the big timers they take that week off. But he shot a last. I want to say it was like a 66 on the final day. Are you a Scottie Scheffler guy? You think he's gonna get it?
I don't know who's gonna win. I mean, it's so tough to pick the winner of a golf tournament. Scheffler would certainly be as good a bet as anybody. There's always a European flair in this tournament. And as long as he's breathing, I'm gonna bet on Bernhard Langer to have a good first round.
He tore his ACL playing pickleball, Chuck. He's not playing. Pickleball got him, yeah.
Can't be the only guy that's happened to with the explosion of pickleball and, you know, older guys trying to play it. Have you played pickleball at all, Chuck?
I attempted one night. I'm 61 now, guys, and I know there are those that still play at 61, but I sprained my ankle a couple of years ago, and I can't get it out of my head. I am so fearful of that.
It's the stops and the starts.
It really hurt, man. It really, really hurt. And when it happened, I thought, I'm done. You know, this is it.
Hey, we got a repeat national champion in men's basketball. We've had a repeat national champion in college football over the last 3 years. I keep being told that it's really difficult to continue that kind of excellence in college sports because of player movement. And maybe at Georgia, they didn't have quite as much movement as UConn did, but they replaced a lot of guys at UConn from one championship to the next. And yeah, you kind of got to take a step back and admire what Dan Hurley was able to accomplish there. The players too, but the coach is the one that kind of is the common denominator.
That's a basketball factory. Jim Calhoun, Kevin Ollie, now Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley's a great coach, don't get me wrong, and he's perfectly suited to continue what's happened there for the last 25 or 30 years, but that's a basketball factory, and you don't find many programs like that, you know, just in our lifetimes where three different guys have won national championships. That speaks volumes to the way they do things there.
Oh, and it's also a school that's a basketball school. You know, they,
oh, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. They put money into football. They've tried to put money into football, but like that's one of the athletic departments. If we get to a world, and I'm not asking like what does the world look like if this does happen. You know, you might have read about the Super League that this organization wants to start in college football. If that were to happen, that does not include UConn at all. They don't have that cachet for football. But man, it's just I'm trying to envision this world where like basketball is separated from football, and I really have a difficult time doing it.
Well,
and a program like UConn, as good as they've been in basketball for the last 25 years, like football is such an afterthought.
Well, you have to remember UConn's a product of a basketball conference. You know, the Big East was constructed with basketball in mind. The one, and I don't know that tragedy is the right way to put it, but the one unfortunate thing that has resulted in all the football consolidation has been that the best basketball conference went away. When the Big East was loaded with all those great basketball schools, Georgetown, St. John's, UConn, you just run down the list, Villanova, that was big-time college basketball. Only the ACC rivaled it. And, you know, the expansion and everything that's come with college football has destroyed that. That's a different story, and I'm not crying any tears over it, but UConn comes from that background. Tough kids, Northeast kids, tough kids, basketball kids. And their culture is such that, you know, they win regardless of who the head coach is. I think Jim Calhoun's shadow is still very, very evident there, I would suspect.
Remember, UConn left the American Conference because it was damaging their basketball program.
Right.
They're independent for football. This is literally a school that is saying, we don't want any of that sweet, sweet television conference money for football because being in a conference hampered our basketball program in both men's and women's.
I wish the old Big East would reorganize as a basketball conference. Just say to hell with football.
That's what I grew up rooting it. That's what I grew up watching. It was great.
All of them go back and play the way they used to. That was, that was tough, big time, city kids college basketball right there. That was Rucker Park in a nice arena.
Jesse in Mountain Homes texted in. He did some research for us here. He said pickleball related fractures annually are up to approximately 5,400. We've got to be careful playing this sport, man. Chuck, don't play that thing again, all right?
I'm not.
Yeah, that's definitive. That's a definitive
I'll make
statement.
That solemn vow to you right now that I'm retired from pickleball.
One and done, right? To borrow the term.
Chuck, will you
I'd like to be able to hit 4.0, maybe occasionally 4.2 on the treadmill, but that's enough for me.
Hey, will you be there Saturday, the spring game?
Yeah, we're doing a broadcast.
I'll be in the area.
Do we know how they're keeping score or the format or anything yet?
Well, just to be honest with you, I have a meeting later today on this, and I don't know the answers to those questions, but I will by the close of business today.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not there to help spot because I'll be at Alabama, but when the games count, I'll be there with you.
I know you will. You've got business to tend to this weekend. Life's about to change a little bit. You know this. They're about to go out on the road, and I don't care how good you are. It's different away from home.
That's right. Next six SEC games are on the road, and you learn a lot about yourself when you're on the road in any
sport. That's exactly right.
Chuck, appreciate you coming on. Thank you. We'll do it again next week, okay?
All right, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks, with us each Tuesday here on Halftime. I played pickleball a few times. I would play more. I just haven't been able to find the time for it. If it's 5,400 pickleball-related fractures, I feel like I'm lucky I wasn't one of them.
Is it similar movement to racquetball or even less?
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Packs, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now, back to the podcast.
We'll go to the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Time to talk with Alyssa Orange from Pig Trail Nation. Always appreciate her time on a Tuesday. Alyssa, any news worth breaking? Do we know of any announcement? Do we know of any press conference? Because the questions keep coming in on the text line.
Yeah, you know, I know that Arkansas fans are starting to get impatient. I understand that. I think I want to tell people to still be patient and everything is going to be just fine.
Sounds good enough to me. I mean, I'm good enough to wait. Sometimes these things happen really quickly and sometimes they might take a couple of days. Maybe it's just a couple of days aspects of things. Your reaction to the news, what do you think?
Sure. So when I heard it for the first time, I was, wow. Wait, what? You know, I think that was everyone's reaction. But the more that I've been able to sit down and think about it, I like the move. And I think it honestly benefits both parties. If you had to take off my shoes and step into Cal's shoes, you look at a place where, you know, maybe things aren't the friendliest right now at Kentucky. And I just don't feel as welcome here anymore. Now I have an opportunity to go to Arkansas and make more money in the long run instead of Kentucky possibly firing me next year. And now I have to hit a refresh button and I can go to a place that I know has the passion and the fan base to support their basketball team. And everyone knows that the Razorbacks are the D team in the sport. So you have that too. And, you know, it's just kind of a refresh. And then if you look at it with Kentucky, if you're kind of pulsing the Kentucky fan base right now, they get to hit reset also and go find somebody else that can come in and take over their program. And, you know, they've been very vocal over there on the radio with the fans of just, you know, being a little bit underwhelmed with Cal over the years, these past couple of years, not making it out of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And, it feels like a smart move. And for Arkansas to do this, I really feel like this is exactly what this basketball team needed. And you've now got an opportunity with with a name that automatically brings attention. I mean, Jacob and I were talking about it. He said yesterday, I fell asleep. I was exhausted by about 8:30 last night, so I didn't even watch any of the national championship game. And we were talking about it this morning. He said that the odds for next year's national championship came out, and Arkansas, I think, has the 14th best odds, according to Vegas, and they don't have a player on the roster that's on scholarship.
That's
the Cal effect.
That, man, how exciting is it to, yeah, I mean, so exciting for Arkansas Razorback basketball, and that's kind of the question I was going to ask you to stay in the same division as your football team. Aaron Rodgers shows up to the New York Jets. It's no rebuild. It's win now. And so what is our expectations for this Arkansas team? It's win now, right?
Well, you hope that you cannot, tear an Achilles.
Right.
That's what you
right.
hope for. Yeah. Because you do win now, right? Yeah, it was until he got hurt. So, I mean, that's exactly what it looks like is you expect Calipari to come in here and build a roster that can win immediately and not be like, okay, well, you know, we were seeing a little bit of them scratching the surface in year one. It's no, we're coming in here and we're not only competing for the SEC, we're competing for national championships. We're making runs in March. That's what you expect. That's what you're paying him for. And I know that those conversations, I'm sure, were had behind the scenes when all of this started working. Is this exactly what we need? We don't have time for a rebuild. We need winning, and we need it now. And so I think that's the expectation. But I also think, you know, if you're Calipari, you also say, you know, there's a renewed love here, maybe in a renewed energy for him too, that he was missing out on after so many years at Kentucky, that he feels the same way, that he can come in here and get the job done just as everyone believes he can because they hired him.
Do we get a billionaire per sport up there to be a benefactor? You know, wouldn't that be nice? Football can get themselves a billionaire benefactor.
Nice?
Right. I mean, that's the going thought. That's what everybody outside the state or even inside the state thinks. Well, they got all the Walmart money. Look at all the Tyson money. Look at all the J.B. Hunt money and all of that. No, none of that stuff has ever been applied in the way that this is being applied. You know, it's a new thing.
It is, but I also think that it speaks to, you know, again, to make sure everyone's on the same page here. This is John Tyson's money. This is not Tyson chicken money. This is John Tyson money, and there's a big difference. So I hope people can see that John is spending his own money on what he chooses to spend it on. And if he wanted to spend it before, he didn't, because he didn't want to spend it. And you take that for what you want, but now he feels like spending it. And so that's the message that John Tyson is putting out there. And, you know, and Jerry Jones has done a lot for the university and put the money when he wanted to with the statue of the Wild Band of Hogs outside the football stadium and the performance center for the student athletes on campus. And they will put their money, their own money, where they want to. And we're seeing it right now where it looks like, you know, Johnny Tyson was just like, all right, I am 100% confident in putting my money into a man that I've known for a really long time that I trust, and that I trust to put a good product on the basketball court.
Do you so Calipari? Do you think he gets 100% as far as control for whoever the players is he's going after? You know, does John Tyson get any say in who the money's getting offered to, or do you hire Calipari? Is it we're going to give you it and you get 100% control?
I bet that it is. You know, I don't necessarily, you know, think that there's going to be that kind of control behind the scenes, because I think there's just trust, and that's what it goes back to, is trusting that Calipari is going to be able to put the money where it's needed the most and be able to separate it, spread it around, give it out to where he feels it is going to be best.
Because you're kind of
used, or for what?
You're kind of essentially a GM as well, right? Like, is there anybody else who's going to help him evaluate talent, or is it just all on him being the GM and the coach?
Oh, I'm sure that he'll have guys in his corner, right? Like those guys always have support staffs who are completely, you know, always behind the scenes doing all that kind of stuff. So I'm really, really curious. Like, the next thing, guys, for us is like who he brings with him from a coaching standpoint and from a support staff standpoint. You know, I believe his son was with Vanderbilt and was somewhere else, but, you know, he could bring his son with him as well. Like, who is going to be on his staff here at Arkansas. And then from there, it's like, okay, well, who's in kind of in charge of what? And, you know, nowadays this was never a thing before, but like maybe you do have like an NIL strategist and he is on your staff now. And that's the person who kind of is like the business side of things of like, this is where, you know, he's like the CFO of the men's basketball program to determine kind of where money is best spent.
I'd read, I think it was KSR that had basically said all the money decisions at Kentucky basketball went through Cal as to where, who was getting what.
Yeah. And that kind of thing. So, yeah.
But like, so NIL is such a big part of this. There's the money that Mr. Tyson is paying Cal, or at least giving to the university to pay him. I don't know how that works, but the NIL that goes along with it. But that also goes against the other message that's coming out from the university's arm of NIL, which is, hey, we need your $50 a month. Hey, we need your $100 a month. And that you have a billionaire that is taking however much money it is, $5 or $6 million. And I've seen reports both ways. Like, I don't, that's maybe a lifetime of earnings for me. I don't know what that means for Mr. Tyson, but it's a heck of a lot different than we need your $50 a month. We need your $100 a month. What this tells me is there's two ways to do it. And if you can convince a billionaire to put his money towards it, that helps a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got to raise money two ways, in bulk or in, you know, many installments, right? You know, which one's the best way? Well, I don't know if there is a best way. It's just, you know, money is where it's money is now. A big lump sum is great. But that supports the basketball team. And you still have to work around everybody else and every other athlete in every other sport except for basketball with NIL too. So you almost have to like please both worlds. You got to love the guys with the big pocketbooks, and you also have to show that same love and respect for the guy who says, okay, you know what, I can give you $25 a month.
You know, I'm a Ronnie Brewer fan. Is there a chance you think he stays on staff? Does anybody get held over from this Coach Musselman staff?
I think so. I always feel like, you know, regardless, you should always have one, right? Because it's a pulse of like just the university, how things were like, even like, I don't know if this is kind of funny, but like, where's the bathroom? Oh, the bathroom's over here. It's like, where are things located? And I think that Ronnie has a lot of respect as a former player. And I don't know if this says anything, but Ronnie's been following a lot of, you know, Kentucky guys, former players, whatnot, have you on social media. So maybe that's a tip off.
Interesting. Is there anything else happening in Razorback athletics right now? I mean, like anything else?
There's a baseball game tonight, Phil.
Oh,
come
yeah.
Come on. You know what? Baseball's still number one, and it's still just like, hello? Baseball's still happening.
That's
Football's
right.
Football's still happening.
Yeah, I did a little prep on this upcoming game. Well, the gymnastics thing I wanted to ask about. I mean, this is
so cool.
How many teams are left?
So two came out of each. One, two, three, four, five, six, eight. Eight. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can't believe you made me do math on the spot. But yeah, eight.
I thought you just had the answer, you know, right at the edge of your tongue.
I had to. Y'all would laugh at me. I had to close my eyes, visualize what that bracket looked like, and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Where are the gymnastics championships, and what are the chances to pull this off?
Sure. So you know this. The way that this works is they're now all in Fort Worth. And it's very similar to the way that the regionals were in Fayetteville, where the first day everyone will compete and there'll be, you know, the A session and the B session. And then the top two teams out of each session will move on to the finals. So now there's like semifinals and then the finals, you know, Thursday, then Saturday, like it was for regionals. And then so the top four teams out of day one will move on to the finals on day two, and then a national champion will be crowned on that day. I believe that's for team. I believe individually, you know, because there are individuals who qualified as well outside of their teams, like Lauren Williams and Nora Flatley did a season ago on the vault and on the beam. And I think that those national champions individually are crowned, and your all-around is crowned on that first day. I think that's how that works.
Okay. Well, it's exciting. I mean, it's the first time in a long time.
It is.
First time under Coach Bieber.
Time, in a long time since they've gone as a team, and I know that that's that goal. But again, it's the trajectory and the vision that Jordan Weber's had since she got here. And you know, obviously for Hunter to see that potential in her as a head coach to move the program forward, it's really, really exciting.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alyssa, appreciate you. Maybe see you at Baum sometime today or tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, let's hope so.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Pat, you ever run into a problem in El Paso, Texas?
Just take the money and run.
I ran into a problem in El Paso. It was Juarez, Mexico, which is probably a little more of a problem than you can run into in El Paso. Got out of there, though. I did make it out.
Left in my wallet and my old house key. I don't want people thinking I'd steal.
I left my wallet in El Segundo, too. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel hotline. We got Terry from Alma, who is on the hotline right now. It sounds like he's on the road somewhere. Terry, what's going on?
Oh, well, just traveling down Georgia Ridge here in Cross County. But first of all, Phil, got to tell you, you're one of the best baseball commentators there is in the nation. And appreciate you being an Arkansas baseball
Well, I appreciate that very much, Terry. Thank you very much.
Hey, I got a question here. You know, they're talking about the dominoes falling in the coaching carousel. All right, who's, after Calipari signs with Arkansas, who's going to be the first big player that signs with Arkansas and says, I'm going to be an Arkansas Razorback and let the dominoes fall from there?
That's true. I mean, that's some of the dominoes to wonder.
I like Dillingham. I know he doesn't play very good defense, but the dude's a bona fide scorer. He's not ready for the NBA. I mean, I'd look at two or three people off that Kentucky team. I think there will be at least two or three guys follow from Kentucky.
The first place I would look to is the roster that he already coached and the kids that he had coming in. Those are relationships that are already built. There's trust there. And then you're looking at who's in the portal now, and I don't know everybody that's in the portal now, so it's a fast moving situation. Hey, there may be some folks out there that are thinking, you know what, I wanted to play for John Calipari, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it there. Maybe I'll go play for him over here. Try something else. Blake and Harrison next up on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Blake, what's going on?
Hey, going good, guys. How are y'all this afternoon?
Good, thank you.
Good. Just wanted to ask a question regarding the run rule in baseball.
Shoot.
I can understand maybe TV has a lot to do with it. And on a weekend series when you're playing in the SEC and have to save your pitchers, things like that. But just didn't know if y'all thought it maybe cheats out some of the guys that don't get a lot of playing time to have a few extra innings to get some time on the field to be able to play and get used to being out there.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from here, and I think that's exactly the way that that Arkansas views it now, is they would rather not have a run rule so that they could get kids to pitch who really haven't had a chance to pitch on the weekends. But on the losing end, sometimes those kids that you throw, it just ends up being worse than 10 runs, you know, and then it becomes 15, 16, 17 runs, and that's not good for anybody. I don't know if TV is the reason why they've done the 10-run rule. But I also think they wanted to do what they can to make sure that there aren't, I think it's a length of game kind of a thing. But they still, at least college baseball hasn't done, now Major League Baseball doesn't do the 10-run rule, but they do, banning shifts and pickoff throws to held to two and everything, and they're not doing that in college baseball just yet. Not just yet. All right, let's see. People are trying to text in saying they've got breaking news about this and that. There's a plane that's leaving Drake, people think, is heading to Kentucky to go pick him up right now. It's we have our plane trackers.
It's done. It's just, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the next.
This is an announcement that has to happen at Bud Walton. Like, this doesn't happen. This happens inside your big building. This happens inside the basketball building. This has to be a big deal that's going on right now. They're probably setting up for it. They just had gymnastics regional at inside. That's a big breakdown. And I could just sort of picture 15 rows of seats, the chair backs, maybe the seats that are on Gucci Row are kind of brought out there, put a big pipe and curtain set up.
Gonna have all the players out there with you supporting the coach, all your team. Hey, these are my guys.
Just have, yeah. Just have Lawson over there like, yeah, ready to play for you.
Ready to play for my guys. Can't wait to coach this group of guys. So excited.
That's what it's been like before, is they've had the team out there to cheer him on when he walks in. It would be a very quiet moment. Very quiet moment. It's like, yeah, remember when Sam Pittman took the job as the head coach for football? He walked into the meeting room and told all the players, "Well, you guys might not have chosen me, but I chose you." There is no moment like that with Cal. There is no moment like that at all. But if you're like him, though, you're walking into a place where you now get to just put your imprint on it. The Kentucky's imprint. He put his imprint on Kentucky. But yeah, you get the sense that this is the kind of thing that's good for everybody involved. Is at least the way that I view it. There's also reports, by the way, that Calipari, KSR has reported this. Calipari, and it is Perry, not Parry, Calipari, went to Mitch Barnhart and said, "This is the offer Arkansas has. No. Can you make a counteroffer?" And apparently was told there is no counteroffer. Now, that's coming from Kentucky Sports Radio.
I doubt that.
Who knows?
Yeah, I know, but I think they're just trying. They're just salty.
I think it's both ADs did a great job. What was Musselman's buyout? A mil? And then Cal's was zero this year. So, I mean, it was
that's
just
for him leaving. That's for, he doesn't have to pay anything to them for leaving.
Yeah. USC's paying the buyout for,
yes. Yeah. And the Hogs get a cool mil from that. Don't have to pay a buyout to get Cal. I mean, I could see that conversation happening. Absolutely. If one reason why you're not going to make the change is a $33 million buyout, and that's kind of what felt like made it a quote-unquote lifetime contract. By the way, we did see a coach get fired and get handed. How much did Jimbo get for his buyout?
Oh, my goodness, right?
Yeah. Football's, I guess, a different thing, though, isn't it?
If you keep Ronnie Brewer, it seems like that's and then I thought it was very intriguing what Alyssa said, that he's followed a couple of the former players. And so I'm not going to delve into that. That's for other people with more time to do. But those are probably the guys you're looking at that could be coming over.
You got to have somebody. Do you need somebody now that knows what it's like to be a Razorback? We talk about the importance of having kids that at least know what it's like, what the Razorbacks mean. Do you need that now?
Yeah, I think every time you lose kids in the state, you lose a little bit, and then you got to try to go back. It takes a while to go back and get it back. Brewer's a guy that knows the state. I mean, he's well respected. I mean, he, dude, one of the smartest players, not just football or basketball, that I played with, and just on the court, his basketball IQ was so high. He's tremendous.
Well, then he'd also be there next to Lawson Blake cheering on Calipari when it's press conference time. he can be a part of that too.
But the way he played in the league for a while, you know, you have Jason Richardson's sons is coming out. You're seeing some his age group of guys that he has relationships with are coming out. You might be able to get some of them.
I can believe that Mitch Barnhart would decline to make a counteroffer if it's at the place where it felt like that relationship was, and if it really is the kind of thing that if you say that this is good for all parties involved and believe it, then I can also believe that, look, maybe he has to go and tell him, I have an offer. Maybe it's in the contract. I don't know. Maybe he has to go tell the athletic director of Kentucky, I have an offer, and you have to counteroffer, or I'm supposed to say, now you make a counteroffer, and he says no. For knowing full well at that point, if the relationship was broken, that there isn't going to be a counteroffer.
Well, and I think on both sides, you look at Kentucky, if they made a Final Four, let's say they'd made two Final Fours in the last 5 years, he would have an extension. He'd still be there. Same thing with Muss. You know, Muss would have made a Final Four 2 years ago with that group. He'd still be here.
What if this year's team would have done anything remotely like we expected? Sweet 16, Elite 8, or now that you're looking back at things, you know that there's no chance that would have happened anyway. So it's a fantasy land to try to say this. It's the whole idea that winning cures all ills. You know, personalities conflict and everything. Winning cures all ills. Helps people get along. Greases the rails of relationships. But winning in March is the thing that really does it. Getting to March 1st, right? They didn't get to March this year at Arkansas. They got to March at Kentucky, and look, they had a little momentum until you know, choking in the first round of the SEC tournament, and then the exact same thing happens in the NCAA tournament to a lesser team, too.
I want to see the date when Arkansas hosts the Kentucky Wildcats in basketball next year.
Do we get them twice like we've been getting them?
I hope so. We got to have a return match as well, but that's going to be must-see. That's going to be fun.
Who's the last basketball coach that left this? That left an SEC program to go to another SEC program? Has there been one that I could that's happened while we've been last 5 years? I can't think of anybody. I really can't.
Was Bruce Pearl a Tennessee coach and then coached at Auburn?
He was, but
a gap year, right?
There was a gap in between. Yeah. He got fired from Tennessee. Yeah. He didn't leave to go
that's
there.
That's the last one I can think of.
You're Bruce Pearl. Do you listen to Kentucky? He's got a
Bruce
good
Pearl
thing
not going,
going at Auburn,
yeah,
man.
They're not going to go.
That's the same thing like what Nate Oates has here. You've got this great thing going at Alabama. Not the same facilities, not the same kind of financial support, but they're probably leaning on that now. Now that you have Alabama's got more momentum in basketball than Kentucky does.
Do you go if you're Nate Oates?
He already said no.
Okay.
He said he's staying. But do you? It's like that's the challenge of all challenges.
Isn't Kentucky one of those jobs like UCLA, UConn? It comes up. I kind of put Michigan on that level, even though they've, I don't know what they're doing.
That's because you've got a thing for the Fab Five.
It's like Florida football. I always think Florida football should be better than what they are. And it's always just, there's so much talent in the state of Florida, but when they do not have a quarterback, it's just weird. You're like, how do y'all not have a quarterback, man? Like, you think of all the quarterbacks that Rex Grossman, Danny Werfel, I mean, just Tim Tebow, Chris Leak, all the quarterbacks Florida has that can win, and then who do y'all have now?
Yeah, we have texters reminding us that Mike White left Florida for Georgia basketball.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that the Florida program had taken a little bit of a dip under him, and that was an opportunity to kind of escape that. And if you're in Florida, where you've won back-to-back national titles under Billy Donovan, then there's the expectations that you can get there. Has anybody ever confused Georgia basketball with expectations?
Well, I was going to say Florida, man, Bradley Beal, Corey Brewer, Joakim Noah, Al Horford. I mean, that's just me. I mean, they put guys, David Lee, they put so many guys in the NBA.
Mike White, Florida to Georgia was a step down in the same conference.
Yeah, Georgia, I go Dominique Wilkins, and that was a long time ago.
This is the idea of taking the biggest step up, because truthfully, even though what Pearl has going at Auburn and what Oates has going at Alabama, it is a step up to Kentucky, because of the craze of what college basketball, not college basketball, what Kentucky Wildcats basketball means there.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit ArlingtonHotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hickey and Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in MENA and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hole Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit KevinHickeyLaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Come on, you guys, you know the drill.
This is Halftime on ESPN 96.3. KTTG Mena Hot Springs.
I think actually they both kind of suck a lot.
KERX Paris Fort Smith. This is Halftime, coming at you from the Crabtree RV Studios on ESPN 95.3. Coming to you live from the Crabtree RV Center Studios, broadcasting on ESPN Arkansas and streaming on HitThatLine.com.
We got a good one tonight. You got a team in here that doesn't respect you.
Live from the Busch Light Studios.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Joaquin said dominate, and we're not doing it.
We're going to go get one and celebrate on somebody else's field.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Jones may take it to the house.
You said you had very motivational words at halftime.
It's Halftime with Phil Olsen and Matt Jones.
From the bottom of my toes to the top of my head.
I'm putting my heart up. Let's go, man.
I have zero respect for saying no moss at halftime.
What's able one Razorback?
Is vintage Matt Jones.
Here we go. Right now, let's take the field.
Text on the McClarty Daniel hotline, 877-377-6963. Now, here's Phil Olsen and Matt Jones.
Back on Halftime, we're into our third and final hour, and we have Bill King from Nashville Sports Radio coming up in a little bit, about 15 minutes. So if you want to get on with us, now is the time at 877 877- 877-6963. There was a report, Dick Gabriel, a longtime Kentucky broadcaster, reported to Kentucky Sports Radio that John Calipari had asked Kentucky to counter the Arkansas offer, and Kentucky said no. We get some texts that if they believe that, and I don't know if that would happen or not. Who knows? That if that is the case, it makes him a little bit nervous, feeling like maybe Cal could have used Arkansas to get a raise, which might have happened with Chris Beard, might have happened with Jerome Tang. It's happened with other coaches in other sports too. But hey, here's what I know. He's still coming here to be the coach. That's right. He's coming here to be the coach. He's not staying in Kentucky. So I don't think it's a guy that's leaving somewhere hoping that he would have stayed there, because it really does feel like he got, Matt, would it be accurate to say chased out?
I just think you could see the writing on the wall. You know, you're saying he had to show the AD his offer, and that's what Kentucky wanted. Kentucky probably, it's like it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, we use the term divorce with this so often. You know, maybe what the point of that relationship was is that the two parties were already sleeping in separate rooms.
Amiable.
Same house, separate rooms, separate bathrooms, amiable to a point. You could look each other in the eye and maybe share a meal.
It was time. I think they both kind of knew. And like we said, if Cal would have made a Final Four in the last 3 years, then this isn't going on. But the product, it wasn't up to par. It wasn't what they're used to.
Roscoe's in Fort Smith. He has called our McLarty Daniel hotline. Hey, Roscoe, how are you today?
Hey, guys, I'm doing really good. I got a couple of questions. Did all the basketball players that were transferring, did they all leave, or did we keep any?
Everyone's gone, except for Lawson Blake, who's a walk-on. That's the only one left.
Well, I heard Mark and Brazil hadn't made a decision, but evidently they did.
So, Mark made his announcement on Sunday that he was entering the portal. Brazil made his announcement yesterday that he is entering the draft, hiring an agent, entering the draft. So that's, you can't come back once you hire the agent, right? That's it. No more eligibility for Trevin Brazil. I thought I heard Devo had still been in the facility.
Sounds about right, though. I bet he's a gym rat.
He's in the gym.
I'm telling you, if I'd want to sit down with Devo. I mean, you've had some battles with him. You know his game.
You can't have too many guys coming back from the same team, right? That finished a game under, and no, you can't have too many of them back. Mark, maybe Bat. Would you take Battle back?
Yeah, Battle's a great player. Battle's awesome. There's a couple deficiencies in his game. So he's still a student. He's still young. He's still learning. You can work with that, man. He's a bona fide scorer. You just want to kind of get your attributes up a little bit, a couple ticks in some other areas of the game.
Well, Kentucky apparently is not going to be getting Dan Hurley. He said Monday night plans to stay with the Huskies and attempt to win a third straight national title. Because he wants to win a dynasty in modern times.
Phil, that team, even more than last year, they play five guys on that team. They don't play eight. It's not like you talk about guys coming back. Man, they don't play. They're not very deep.
I don't remember how many of those guys actually have eligibility left or not. But if you're looking to a place that's got a coach that is set and is safe and has established a winning culture and a school that cares about basketball ahead of anything else, you'd be hard pressed to find another one that's UConn. But what about this? You know, the fact that you're paying the basketball coach more than you're paying the football coach, does that say anything about the meaning of each sport on campus here? Because I mean, the last time this happened, it was Nolan Richardson. And look, I'm not one to stand here and say, well, because you pay him more, that means it's a basketball school. I just know basketball's had the national title. It feels like Arkansas is in a better place in basketball than it is in football. I mean, we still have to see what happens this next season. But it is, I did not expect that Arkansas would be paying a basketball coach more than a football coach.
Yeah, I think it shows, though, that if you win in football, they got the money to pay you. That's, you know, so if you're and you don't get into coaching for the money, but it's nice when it comes. But if you win 10 games back to back years, I mean, they're going to pay you.
Let's take a phone call from Bob in Hartford, Arkansas. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Listen, my thoughts on the hiring of Cal. In this society we're living in now with sports, what makes everybody think that he's going to be doing any better at Arkansas than he has at Kentucky the last few years?
Well, he's a competitor, you know, and this is his last ride. I mean, he's 69 years old. Is that how old he is? I don't want to add age to him. But he's getting up there. I mean, he's a competitor and wants to prove himself that he can win anywhere.
Is he what he's been in the last 5 years, or is he what he's been throughout his entire career?
Got to get the right assistants on your staff. Right team around him.
But is that a fair question to ask? It's a guy that's built a team a very specific way while he's been at Kentucky, and it hasn't worked when it's needed to work in the last few years. The guy hasn't forgotten how to coach basketball. I think he can mold systems to whatever the talent level on his team is, or, you know, whatever the strengths and weaknesses on his team are.
He's the ultimate motivator, right? Like, that's one of the things, is more than X's and O's. Isn't he more of a motivating coach?
I think so. That's how I kind of view Musk.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how I view Musk too. Bob, I think the answer is the idea. Maybe it's more hope. I mean, there's no facts behind the idea that he's going to come here and win at a higher level in March than he's won at Kentucky the last few years. It's got to be hope more than anything else. I mean, Matt and I can sit here and say, yeah, he'll have all the drive to succeed at a higher level. You know, revenge against the previous program, whatever. I mean, all these other reasons we can come up with. I think it's just hope. And you have a guy with a track record of winning at an incredibly high level of three programs. There's a but. Winning at UMass in the 90s is not the same as winning at Arkansas in 2024 and 2025. Winning in Memphis during the years he was there is not the same as winning at Arkansas right now. Even winning at Kentucky for his first 5 or 6 years in Lexington is not the same as success in the SEC now in March, because of the differences of how you put a team together.
Didn't he have?
Yeah, I think that's really right. And, with the one and done situation, the transfer portal and everything else, it's just all totally different, and it's just going to be so impossible. People yesterday were saying, oh, you know, he's going to take us to the Final Four the first year and all this stuff. I just don't see it myself.
All right, Bob. Appreciate the phone call. I think it'll work. I mean, I think if you can win in the regular season, if you can win in January and February in the SEC, you can win in March in the SEC tournament and in whomever it is that you're playing afterwards. And it looks like CUNY has just shown me on John Calipari's Twitter account a video. Is this his real Twitter account? I need you to verify that for me, because we never know what's real now, okay? Is it really his?
1.5 million followers.
That's his. All right, he's got a video there. A message to BBN is what it says. So it's starting to happen. If now his communication is going out to the Kentucky fan base, then there'll be other sorts of communication coming from other folks sometime throughout the rest of this afternoon.
Woo-pig suey. Let's go.
See, and it's not just let's go baseball now.
It's not just let's go baseball. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about the hire. I think you can always nitpick a little bit and not like something, but man, he's a legend. He's a brand. He's one of the dudes. If you did a Mount Rushmore of college basketball coaches right now, is he not on your top four? I mean, is he not up there? I mean, I got him up there.
That's a matter of some people who look at it as what have you done for me lately? If you're looking through at the idea that he's already in Springfield, right?
I think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know. I haven't looked at his resume like that, but just the longevity, because the UMass stuff's been vacated, the Memphis stuff's been vacated, you know, some of this stuff. So I don't know how it all plays that way. But we all know it's like Reggie Bush won the Heisman. We know Reggie Bush won the Heisman.
Right. Yeah, we know USC won a national
title. We know the Fad Five made it to back-to-back Final Fours. So yeah, we know Calipari made it to some Final Fours
And that won't change. That won't change. All right, one more phone call, and then we got a break and get to Bill King. This is an unnamed Arkansas fan who is in Oklahoma. Doesn't want his or her name going over the air. What's up, Arkansas fan? How are you?
I'm good. No, I'm just an okay fan in Arkansas.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm not a big Calipari fan simply because of the rivalry. But who else would we want if we could get anybody? I didn't want Beard because of off-the-court issues. Wade did basically the same thing, but if you took him, you'd have a year of sanctions. So I just had to resolve myself, who out there could we get if we had our pick? Calipari had to be it. So I appreciated the other things, and really it's not going to be costing a lot simply because he's got a friend who's donating, and that means that the NIL money can go to the other sports. Maybe this will actually benefit football because we won't be having to pony up a lot for NIL for Arkansas football and basketball.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at NetCredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.